We're back, everybody. Management finally opened up the wallet. That means we are here in person instead of the sophisticated AI pretending to be us last week. The keen observer might have noticed that wasn't really us because we would never shit talk flat earthers. But we're here now. It's Charlie, Andrew, Jackson, Kaya, and Leon. Do your introduction, Leon, for those who might not know.
Oh, hello, everyone. My name is Leon Lush. I am the YouTuber.
The YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yes.
The premier
the
YouTuber.
Only one. He's starting a new business trend, ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone is out of business. I am the only one you can watch.
Yeah, we really appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us here. We're tickled pink that you choose to come on this podcast and kick back and shoot the shit with us, Leo.
Well, you know, it didn't take a lot of convincing. You know, you guys' reputation precedes you. All very stand-up gentlemen, and yeah, of course. I will be honest, though. Funny you say that because I get mentions and comments and DMs all the time, like, "Oh, will you ever go on the official podcast?" And I'm like, "Yeah, dude." Like, this has been months going on now, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'd love to." I don't like to reach out and try and, you know, ask people to be on podcasts, but it worked out, and here we are.
We hear that a lot. Like, a lot of people that come on this show say, "Oh, I don't want to reach out or anything," but then we're the exact same way. We don't like reaching out to people as well. We get all shy and flustered.
I feel like that's how it goes. Like, in my head, I was thinking, you know, maybe I should just reach out and be like, "Hey, if you guys got a spot, I'd love to be on." But luckily, so I feel like somebody else actually reached out and said, "Hey, do you want to be on the podcast?" And I said, "Yes." And they were like, "All right, let me talk to the guys," and they'll reach out to you.
Yeah, we need to start
there was a liaison there. There was some sort of liaison in this case.
The middleman.
Yeah, but no, I'm happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Are you a flat earther, since Kaya brought that up?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there anything else? Wow, fuck, I mean, honestly, I get people that think the earth is actually round. I can't fucking, how do you sleep at night?
Yeah, I mean, I joined a club recently, too. I like to examine my own biases, so I joined the local club.
Right,
yeah. You have to introduce yourself. You go, "Hi, I'm Kaya, and I'm a globetard." They gave me a little leaflet. I went home to watch a bunch of sophisticated YouTube documentaries, which is actually not a joke. I don't know if you guys enjoy this, but I like going on YouTube, finding obscure channels that have like 10 subscribers and 5 combined views, because that's where you find these indie documentaries that some lunatic just made in Windows Movie Maker that are 4 hours long about how Hitler was the real victim. He was in the right here. The globe isn't round, and I learned so much about these flat earthers.
Hitler was fighting for a flat earth.
He was just, his argument was so compelling. How could I not just adopt every single?
Yeah, I mean, we can get into that too. But this one channel that I found had a documentary called, he had several about the flat earth, but this one was called Under the Dome, for anybody who wants to watch it on YouTube.
Wait, so that sounds like an actual documentary. Yeah,
isn't that a TV show?
No, this is some
The Stephen King thing?
Hans Zimmer made the soundtrack.
Kaya, you may have accidentally watched a thriller drama thinking it was real.
This is a homemade documentary by this guy. As it turns out, flat earthers are split in two. Now, there's the first variety, who think that the flat earth is this thing that exists in space, but the government is covering it up because, I don't know, they don't want us knowing what reality is and so on. And then there's a second variety who actually think that our entire planet is constructed by people called the Dome Builders. Now, the Dome, if you've ever read the holy texts of religious people, they have something called the firmament, which is like the barrier between heaven and space. So they basically think we're living in a glass dome, much like in the Simpsons movie, which
was
very...
Truman Show?
Yeah, like the Truman Show, exactly.
Yeah.
Very scientifically accurate. Thank you, Leo.
Without a doubt, yeah. Yes. A lot of rational thinking and logic goes into this.
Thanks, Jim Carrey.
They think at some point somebody built this dome, put us inside of this world like an aquarium, I guess, to observe us, and that all of the things that we see in the sky, you know how we were talking about whether or not other planets are flat, if the sun is real. They think that none of that shit is real. They're all projections. The sun is a projection. All of the stars are projections projected onto the dome. And if, you know, all of the astronauts...
Basically, they think we're in a snow globe?
Yes, exactly. Thank you. That's a perfect analogy, actually.
So, like, space exploration is all just, like, staged and stuff?
So, yeah. First Under the Dome is scientifically accurate. Now, The Truman Show's a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is Truman Show, incredible.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, a lot of, I mean, I don't want to fucking rustle any feathers, but a lot of religions are about as believable as that. But this is my thing with flat earthers. I've always found that they kind of fall into two categories for people that are flat earthers. 90%, well, it's maybe more like a 70-30 split. 30% are just trolls because they think it's funny and they're trying to troll people. And the other 70% are schizophrenics and there's nobody else.
See, it turns out they talk about all my experience. They cover all of their bases. Turns out there have been trolls in the movement, you know. Just making jokes about these guys pretending to be flat earthers and giving interviews just to make them look silly. And like I said, these two groups of flat earthers each think that the other one is completely crazy. Like, a dome? That's ridiculous. No, clearly the flat earth has been put here by God.
So it's like a civil war in the flat earth community? Yeah.
Basically.
It's like fringe communities?
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. I hope they fucking go to battle and just they off each other.
Oh, that'd be the most pathetic. That'd be the most pathetic civil war ever. It'd be like LARPing.
So they believe that.
A fucking flat earthers LARP fucking convention / war.
No, they think, both of them think that the government plays a big part in covering this all up. And NASA is their boogeyman. NASA is, they're behind everything, basically, because they forbid going to the north, to the poles. They don't allow space travel. All of the astronauts are actors, by the way. There have been a few astronauts who weren't actors, but the government killed them all. Of course.
Yeah, yeah. I actually saw a Craigslist ad to be a NASA actor. I just decided not to go for it.
Yeah. But the funniest part was how they explain how we cannot get to any of the borders of this dome snow globe that we live in. And their explanation is that, for example, if you dig down, you can't really get to the core of the earth because the dome builders have erected these subterranean pipes that pump magma around. That's all. There is no hot core of the earth. It's just these pipe system that is pumping around molten lava to fool
us. Fuck yeah,
us.
I want to live in that world. And I'm on their side now.
These dome builders are on some next level AI.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they openly think that these dome builders are some sort of, you know, advanced civilization or something that's keeping us down.
Isn't it interesting that there's these, like, subsections of people in the world, and some of them are, like, pretty large. Like, the Flat Earth community is pretty, I guess, significant enough, right, to where it's such a big...
They're
I think it's big because they're so easy to shit on. They're loud. It's not even that they're loud. It's that they're so fucking stupid. Like, we make them significant by making fun of them, pretty much.
I guess.
Yeah. Not just YouTube, just in general. But I just think it's funny. Like, some people are just so desperate for an identity that they'll fucking, when they find something, they just cling on to it. And it's
a huge part of this, when you watch these documentaries, you can tell that a huge part of it is just they really want to act woke and red-pilled or whatever the kids call it.
Right,
they want
to belong to something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Not just belong, they want to be
like, they want a community, maybe?
Yeah.
No, not the community. They want to be Morpheus. They want to be the guy who saw through the lie.
Right. It's like they just, maybe they got stuck watching like The Matrix on loop while they were being abused by their father growing up. So it turned into this fucking, this thing where, this fetish to just be woke and think everything's a fucking mirage.
I was saving this for later, but Charlie kind of ruined my surprise. But I'm introducing a new corner to the podcast called Straight Horizon, which is a reference to flat earthers because they think that no matter how up high you are, the horizon will always be flat and not curved. And in this, I will be, over the next couple of weeks, I will be reading to you from a book called 200 Proofs the Earth is Not a Spinning Ball, written by Dubai Eric. Dubai Eric is a prominent figure in the flat earth movement, and this is
his nickname's Dubai Eric.
Yes. Awesome. That's his actual name.
His first name is actually Dubai.
Yes, Dubai.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, the entire city has banded together to write this book. Yeah, because it's, so
the whole, about it. It's the whole city of Dubai. That's this one.
It's not spelled like that. It's spelled D-U-B-A-Y, Eric. But I figured since it's a compilation of 200 proofs, each week we could go over one and discuss why it's clearly disproving the Globetards. So, Eric, please give me a random number between 1 and 200.
Eric's still here.
Eric didn't show up to class today.
Jeez, I got confused. There I go, Globetard. Leon, please give me a number.
I'm going 33, Kyle.
33, all right. All right, this is proof number 33 for why the Earth is flat, clearly. If, quote, gravity is credited with being a force strong enough to curve the massive expanse of oceans around a globular Earth, it would be impossible for fish and other creatures to swim through such forcefully held water.
Mm. Yeah.
That one's pretty watertight, to be honest with you.
Thought-provoking.
Yeah, I have to think about this one a little bit. Yes. Yeah, if gravity is holding water to Earth, how could fish swim through it?
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
The dome builders engineered them that way.
Well, it makes absolutely no goddamn sense. I think I will, under that same gravity, walk to my local library and read about how this could possibly happen.
What they're arguing is that there is no gravity, right? Mm-hmm. Like, gravity is a lie made by NASA. That's
by what the dome builders.
Yeah. No, the dome builders are the good guys.
By Stephen King.
Are those the good guys?
No, the dome builders have subterranean Mario plumbing.
You're right.
They're like the
Men in Black of this universe, right?
Yeah, that's what I... So do the dome builders have... Do they have, like, their own community where they, like, live and just watch everyone else fucking fluster around thinking they
Where do they live? Yeah. That's a good point.
Where do the dome
builders
live?
Hang out? What do they do?
Well, have they been spotted on camera?
I don't want to get all too scientific on you, but this YouTube documentary that I watched mentions that we are like rats in a maze. Like, we could just be an experiment of a higher intelligence.
Hell yeah.
How fucking dumb would we all feel if it turns out they're totally right, that there is dome builders tunneling under us right now?
I wouldn't even, you know what? Anything's possible at this point.
Popping up.
Yeah, that's the silliest shit I've ever heard. That's not possible.
No, that's us.
Yeah. Little do we know, they're ahead of us. All right, well, leave your guess in the comments, I guess, everybody, for why fish can swim in water.
Yeah, it could be a little interactive thing. Who can possibly disprove this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who can figure out how fish swim? It's a good question.
What were you going to say, Charlie? Yeah.
I was gonna tackle the fish issue again, but I think it'd be more fun if everyone chimed in with their own theories.
Oh.
How fish can swim?
On how fish are able to swim through the massively dense and overly held together water.
That's created by DARPA, gravity, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. I'd like to figure out how they're able to.
That's actually the only point that they made where I went, okay, I can see why you are, like, that's the most believable thing out of all the lunacy that you're spewing, is that at some point he makes the point, this person, whoever made the documentary, that all of us are using GPS, everybody uses GPS, planes, phones, yada yada, and GPS was invented by the army. So that's kind of a little point that he made where I thought, you should lead with this. This would make for a much better conspiracy theory.
What's the point? What does that have to do with the Earth being flat?
Well, because the army belongs to the government, and the government are the ones covering it up. So if they invented GPS and they control GPS, they can simply dictate how the Earth looks on a map.
Yeah, but a map is flat.
Checkmate. That was the game set.
Andrew's cracked the code.
Andrew's pseudonym is actually Dubai Eric or whatever his name is.
He must have dome builder blood in him. Strong lineage.
Thank you for reading my book. It took many minutes to write.
Oh, no problem.
I'm starting to think Kaya is really, he's really into this because he wants so badly to believe.
I do, yeah. It's just, if only. What if it is real? I'm like Neo. I was sitting just at my computer and somebody in Discord wrote me this line saying, follow the white rabbit. And ever since.
Yeah. The farther down the hole you go, the more believable it starts to get. And then with your 200 facts, it's like any one of them by themselves sounds ridiculous. But all of the facts together start to sound like, you know, maybe fish can't travel through water because fucking humans can't find the edge of the earth. How about that? Like, what?
Maybe it's an endurance tactic. You know, by fact, like 10, I just didn't care. But once they hit me with fact 179, I was so fucking worn down. I just had to believe it.
Yeah, your brain is just so destroyed by idiocy that you have no other choice.
You need to be open-minded. It all made sense to me after I took a red pill from a stranger, a big black man, offered it to me. And all of a sudden,
was it a
red
sure.
pill? That was, I thought that was probably an 11-inch penis you're talking about, not a red pill.
Maybe.
Well, just from there's what really I understand.
There's no telling when it comes to flat earth, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because Kaya swallowed it immediately. So Charlie, what's your theory? I like that idea. What's your theory on how fish can swim through the ocean?
Well, Jesus, Andrew, you're blindsiding me with me having to defend this.
Well, you're the one who asked everyone what their theory is.
Quick.
I would say fish are able to combat the hostile forces of gravity because the dome builders have infused them with perhaps some type of nanobot technology that's able to, like using like gyroscopics, they're able to constantly right themselves while under the pressure. You see what I'm saying? Kind of like how when you see, Andrew, it all connects back to the pyramids. Pyramids were being built by the dome builders, they probably employed the same techniques. Do you see what I'm getting at, Andrew?
Yeah, because the pyramids were built with the assistance of aliens.
Yeah, and the engineers.
Yes. Right, exactly. So the ancient aliens that came to Earth have that same technology that they used to build the literally physically impossible pyramids implanted into the fish to help stabilize them in water. That makes sense.
Yeah, Andrew, you heard of Blue Apron?
Now, Blue Apron is my favorite conspiracy theory because someone told me the absolute most bullshit statement I've ever heard in my life. They told me that I can have fresh ingredients for meal prep delivered straight to my door.
Like, what bullshit.
Exactly.
It's fucking far-fetched.
It's hogwash. There is no way it's possible.
No chance. That sounds way too convenient.
Such a convenient...
Even the dome builders couldn't predict this.
Such a convenient service available over the internet with delivery? Like, what? Oh my god, but if this Blue Apron were supposedly real, I would probably have to tell you that it has many chef-designed recipes that use fresh, seasonally inspired ingredients to help you make meals that cook in as little as 20 minutes. They make it easy to select your recipes from their service for a variety of diets, including vegetarian options. And the best part is you can learn to cook things you wouldn't even think of. You can check out this week's menu and get $60 off of your Blue Apron order at blueapron.com/official. That's blueapron.com/official for $60 off. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Allegedly, we don't know. The engineers might have put it there. We don't know, but you better go to that website and tell us if there's proof that it exists.
I believe in that one.
I believe in.
Yeah. That
exactly.
Yeah,
it's so good of a deal, it's gotta be like a conspiracy, you know what I mean?
I'm not even kidding though. I have like a 4.5-month-old kid though now, and this is something I've been thinking about, is using a service like this, because the wife used to cook all the time and now you don't have a lot of time to do anything when your kid's shitting and screaming all the time. So this sounds right up my alley. I'm trying to go for that 60 off real quick.
Fuck yeah,
slash official.
Hell yeah, Leon.
I'm not even just saying that. Like, this is something I would use.
Perfect. Well, actually, off the record, if you're serious about that, we've got free codes that we can send
away. Oh, hell yeah.
Way.
All right, yeah.
We'll
hit it up in the Discord after. I like that.
Don't tell anyone or we'll sick the dome builders on you, Leon.
Yeah, dude. I don't want to fuck up the conspiracy or the matrix, whatever you call it, a glitch in the matrix. Is that the Twitter meme everyone says? Like, oh, there's a glitch in the...
That used to be a thing. Yeah, in the movie.
What are you talking about?
No, something on Twitter. Every time there's something on Twitter, like something happens, someone will retweet it and say, oh, there's a glitch in the
simulation. Are you talking about that dumb meme?
The simulation. Yeah. That's the word I'm thinking of. The simulation.
It got so old.
Yeah, real fast. It's like every fucking tweet. Oh, the simulation
everything
is glitched.
On Twitter. Everything on Twitter gets old immediately.
Everyone I fucking talk to, even in Turkey, goes to me like, hey, have you heard about this guy who sends rockets into space and he says we live in a simulation? Yeah, I heard of it. Shut up. Oh, God. What? Elon Musk really just catapulted that thing because it used to be this research paper, something that somebody wrote at some point years ago. And then he resurfaced that, went on Joe Rogan, smoked a little bit of pot. By smoked, I mean he huffed it. And ever since, oh, we live in a simulation. This simulation, it's crazy, my man. Chris Chan's on it now. Chris Chan apparently thinks that two dimensions merged or something, which is why he has insight into the Sonic universe.
I do remember that one. That was one of my favorite conspiracies.
It was a very little entertaining one.
Well, Leon, do you? What's your favorite conspiracy theory to research and make fun of?
Oh, my God.
If you don't have one, we can go for, like, just fringe communities in general.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have... Definitely, like, Scientology is one of my favorite. That's less of a conspiracy than, I guess, a religion, but they're kind of the same thing, right? I don't know.
I mean, there's conspiracies based around the religion.
But definitely, like, I haven't done much with the conspiracies. The whole, like, I know, like, 9/11 conspiracies were a huge thing on YouTube. I definitely fell down that rabbit hole a few times. But I haven't really delved into anything conspiracy wise in quite some time since then.
All right. Well, how about fringe communities or like anything weird and like, I don't know, like small in audience on YouTube?
On YouTube, definitely. I mean, some of the videos I've made some videos on things like the DDLG community, like some weird BDSM kinks, things like horseplay and these like adults that pretend like they're 4-year-olds and that's like their relationship.
Ooh, the adult baby
and, like,
diapers.
The daddy takes care of the baby.
ABDL is adult baby diaper lovers. I'm not sure what the DDG was that it?
That DDLG stands for Daddy Dom Little Girl, I believe it stands for.
I mean, that's a little more normal than the rest, like adults wearing diapers and pissing on them is a little more.
I don't think DD, whatever those letters were, is the kind of kink you're thinking about, Kai, where it's just a girl calling someone daddy, really? Which is, you know, pretty
I mean,
harmless.
I know it's like the offshoot too, where the girl is wearing diapers and such and being treated like a little child by a so-called
daddy. That's right,
daddy.
Yeah, she's like fully embracing what it means to be like 4 years old, binkies and the whole shit. It's very, very bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. I don't know what the fuck you would say about those people who still have their videos on YouTube, by the way. Everything gets removed on YouTube, but somehow they get to be on there pissing their diapers and eating shit and calling each other babies and doing chipmunk voices.
Oh, here's a conspiracy. They're on YouTube because Susan Wozowski, or whatever her name is, advocates heavily for it within the offices. She's the one allowing it to happen. Would you believe that?
Wait, say that again? Susan what?
Susan,
the YouTube CEO.
I don't know her last name. CEO of YouTube.
Yeah,
that one. She advocates for it. Like, she is a DDDL baby diaper lover. She's all of that. She lets them on YouTube.
There's a conspiracy about that?
No, there is.
There is now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Until she comes out and defends herself, it's going to be taken as fact.
There was an intergalactic species before humans, the diaper builders, and they created a utopia for her, and now we're here.
I mean, the fact that people in Silicon Valley are degenerates is no secret. There might be something to this. I just looked it up again. This is from The Register. I don't know this website, but it says, infamous Silicon Valley sex party, exactly as exciting as it sounds. Another news says...
So not at all?
Wait, did they send a journalist team in, all, like, undercover?
I mean, these aren't fit people we're talking about here. But another one says, oh my God, this is so fucked up. Inside Silicon Valley, secretive, orgy-tastic dark site. And Elon Musk apparently denounced this because for some reason he had to, I suppose. This is from The Telegraph. Elon Musk denounces Silicon Valley sex party book. It's just nerds on a couch. Ooh.
Ooh. Wow, dude, burned.
When Elon calls you a nerd.
These nerds, like, they move to Silicon Valley, make, like, $50 million because they created some .NET, and they're having orgies with all these hot models, and then Elon Musk has the audacity to call just nerds sitting on a couch, dude. That's fucked up.
Especially from Elon Musk, the anime-loving waifu pillow guy. Yeah.
The guy who torpedoed his own company to impress a woman. It.
Let the nerds live, man. Shit. He's a fucking character, that one. Holy shit.
I don't know if you've seen him recently, but this man's fully embracing like the otaku lifestyle. He's getting super fat. Like he's starting to put on some chunk.
I've noticed he's getting a little soft around the neck area. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Good for him, man.
Ever since he smoked that marijuana, man, he smoked himself into a weeb, and now he's just fully becoming that caricature.
That was literally, imagine that's the turning point in your life when you just poke a blunt on the Joe Rogan podcast. Yeah. Like, you're just like a genius billionaire, and then from that point on, you just spiral into this fucking 450-pound idiot.
Wetting himself at night.
Yeah, pissing himself at night, just tweeting about fucking the latest anime fucking controversies on Reddit.
He kind of is.
Man, he really is.
He does it under the banner of memes and doing it ironically, but he tweets anime memes on Twitter now.
He does, yeah. I think he's definitely a secret weeb, I think. Not really secret anymore, I guess.
He tweets he likes and retweets some weird stuff. Like the one I saw yesterday is he retweeted like an obviously fake story that was like the reason I love my son is because he, and then in quotes, hates when people say that something defies the laws of physics. He thinks physics are an indefinite quantum rule book for which we all live. I'm so proud of my son. And Elon liked that and talked about that.
I saw that tweet. Didn't she at him in the tweet? It's like this mother that was like proud of her like 4-year-old son for like sounding smart or something.
Which was blatantly fake. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just such bullshit. Yeah. And then he retweeted it.
I like to think Elon saw it and he's like, oh my God, that kid right there is a fucking genius. Yeah. I'm giving him a scholarship.
Yeah. He's a reincarnation of me. He's on the board for Tesla in like next year.
he's working at the factory right now. He steals the kid.
Yeah. Just the whole board is looking at him like, Jesus fucking Christ. They're all face palming like, Elon, we're trying to make money here. Can you stop retweeting Rick and Morty memes? Come on.
Oh, Rick and Morty memes. How about Kanye's Rick and Morty phase? What was that all about?
He's still on that.
Oh, yeah.
Is he still doing that?
Like retweeting Kanye, Rick and Morty crossover memes? I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, his wife, what's her name?
Kim Kardashian.
She actually got whatever the voice actor for those two characters in the cartoon to do shit for him.
Justin Roiland.
Yeah.
Oh, so did Justin Roiland was the one who actually?
Yeah, they made a whole song.
Wait, what did
something
he do for them
him?
Though? Does he? Did they really?
Yeah.
Kim paid Justin Roiland to make a song for Kanye.
She would have had to pay.
That's what I'm saying. Is that really?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Roiland's pretty pop, but I mean, Kim and Kanye are kind of like the pinnacle of popular culture nonsense. So it's,
I don't know if they made a song.
Exposure, I guess.
I definitely know she made something. She had them do something for him, like a piece of
art. She made a sex tape.
That she did.
You're right, Kai. I Googled it real quick. Justin Roiland wrote a custom Rick and Morty song for Kanye West's birthday.
Yeah, here, I see it too now.
Oh, well, it was for his birthday. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's super sweet. That's totally understandable.
What do you mean that makes sense? What else would it be for? He loves Rick and Morty so much. This is his birthday present. It's fucking Rick and Morty memes.
I mean, let's take a step back from it, though. If you loved a TV show and the creator of that show made you something in-universe for your birthday, you'd think it was fucking sweet.
Oh, my God. I wish I could have that. Like, Brendan Fraser's tap dancing at my 25th birthday or something in full Rick O'Connell gear. That'd be amazing.
I think it'd be fantastic. It can be lame and cringy or what the fuck ever, but at the end of the day, if you're a fan of Rick and Morty and Justin Roiland even farts in your direction, that's pretty cool.
Right, that's right. That's the power you have when you're rich and famous. You can just do things like that. Find your favorite childhood show moment and then just get in touch with the person who created it and have them recreate it with fucking midgets in your backyard for your child's birthday party.
Except this isn't a child. It's a 40-something-year-old grown man.
Except it's for a grown-ass man.
Yeah. I like to think Justin Roiland showed up. All right, which one of your kids am I doing this for, Kanye? No, me. Me, I'll sit right here.
Yeah. What are we thinking? Are we all fans of Rick and Morty on this? I know that's like it's been kind of memed and like to death, but like
more than
how do you guys feel about that show?
Yeah, I think it's a good entertaining show, but yeah, the community around it that formed around it,
got a little cancer.
Just kind of made it impossible to enjoy anymore for me. Every time I said, I just kind of roll my eyes now, even though I know it is a good show. Please leave me alone.
No, it's true. It's true. I enjoy it. I thought the writing was very good. I think Roiland's pretty talented dude.
Yeah, I thought it was a good show. Like, I didn't even watch season three at first because of all the Szechuan sauce, give me the pickle Ricks.
Right.
The best thing was it
reached peak. That's when it reached, like, peak, like, social media cringe.
Yeah, the Szechuan and pickle Rick was kind of where it took it over the edge.
And then Kaya forced me to watch some episodes of season three, and I really liked it. It's still really good.
Were those both season three?
It's still really funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, Szechuan sauce, wasn't that the end of season two?
No.
It was a promo for season three.
Yeah, it was happening before season three.
First or second episode of the third season, but they...
I think it's the first, yeah.
Yeah, they could fix the whole show by just stop making fun of religion every 5 minutes. I feel like they're filling a quota or something, but that's how you attract the neckbeards on Reddit, is if you... Every 5 minutes the joke is, you know, isn't real. God isn't real, Morty. And then, yeah, that's what you get.
It's his character, though.
Yeah, I can understand it as being part of his character.
It's not his character, it's the show's character.
I can understand
character.
It because God isn't real, you filthy moron.
No, but hang on, Rick isn't the one making those jokes half the time. It's just some snide remark, like in the Toxicity episode where the planet is taken over by the toxic energy ray or whatever it is, and... It hits the church, and the father immediately goes, God isn't real. We made him up for money. Yeah. I mean, that's how you get...
I think that's a good joke.
That's how you get all of Reddit on your side, and then you get the Pickle Ricks spurging out in McDonald's.
I mean, it definitely it works for the bottom line, really. Let's be honest. It's fucking,
yeah. I totally forgot about that. That episode encompassed exactly what you had always told me about it. Where it's catering to that audience. That whole episode hit every single mark. No. Oh, man. It's still a good episode, though.
Yeah, still fun to watch. Funny.
Yeah, this is not a bad episode. Like, no, they are all entertaining at the very
least.
No, it's
fun. I'd agree. On that note, I watched... Carl invited me onto his podcast, Where Are These Podcasts, to review Ethan. And I like Ethan, but he had on Jack Black... That's the episode I watched.
Oh,
and Jack Black is such a fucking loser. Apparently he's making a new cartoon now. And he's telling the story about how he's just too edgy and too spicy for anybody. So that's why his shitty, lazy cartoon isn't being picked up. So he had to...
Jack Black said that?
Basically, yeah. He's trying to make himself look like this... He's trying to make himself look like this badass who's just too out there for everybody, right? Because his cartoon has a penis in it. Ooh, so spicy. Anyway, have you guys checked out his new cartoon that he's now producing by himself on YouTube?
No, I thought I've only looked at like his Jablinski Games channel so far.
Yeah, it's
the worst. So Ethan is trying to, you know, strike up a conversation about this shitty cartoon because Ethan has him on, and the deal is that he's, you know, he has to promote Jack Black, and as in return Jack Black comes on his show. But Ethan is struggling to find the words to describe this cartoon because this cartoon is one frame every 10 seconds. That's not a cartoon, Jack Black. That's a fucking
it's a
slideshow
presentation.
Is it just like a conception? Yeah. Is it like in the conceptual
No, I'm telling you, he says, Jack Black said, we went to these studios, we wanted to make our own, you know, Rick and Morty style thing, but they turned us down. And then, because he got turned down, and I guess he doesn't have any money to hire animators.
He just hired an animator on Fiverr.
No, not even. You're giving washed-up, fat-ass Jack Black with a Karl Marx beard way too much credit, Leon. No, he took matters into his own hands. He opened up Microsoft
Paint. This man's really got a vendetta against Jack Black right now.
Yeah. Because he's such a douche. Listen to the episode.
I've always enjoyed Jack Black, Tenacious D.
Yeah, when you were 14 years old.
I don't know. Yeah.
Open up.
Yeah.
I still like him.
I'd rub beards with him, probably.
No, listen, here's what he did. He opened up Microsoft Paint. He painted a bunch of scenes and he then put it on YouTube as a PowerPoint. Type in YouTube.
Is it called?
It's called Tenacious D Apocalypto. And today. It comes up immediately, but of course Jack Black has to act like he's so fucking edgy. He says, oh, you know, YouTube is censoring us. They're not allowing me to show my cartoon. You know, it's really difficult to find. You have to really try to find it on YouTube. No, it's a turd.
What's he? He's been on YouTube for 18 minutes. He's already crying about censorship. Come on.
He's been on YouTube for a week and he's already got 4 million subscribers.
Try doing it for fucking YouTube.
Do you guys know about that, though? His fucking Let's Play channel?
Oh, yeah, it's almost at
3 million subs, and every single video has over 4 million views. I love
and they're
it.
All, they're all like garbage. 50 seconds long,
they're
too.
They're fucking terrible videos, too. They're not even entertaining in any way.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Jablinski Games. Who the mother father fucking, like, he does go a little over the top with the whole
shtick. I love his fucking channel, though. He has 3 videos. None of them are entertaining in any way, and they all have over 4 million views, and he's got like 3 million subs. It's the best. It's so great.
James, dude.
I honestly think if for Jablinski Games, and you're welcome to take this idea, Jack Black, if you'd like, but credit me. I think what he should do is, since he has 3 videos and 2 out of the 3 are just like updates, like the first one is this is what I'm doing, the second one is wow, we hit 2 million subs in 40 seconds.
Yeah.
I was hoping the whole channel would be like, hey, we just hit 5 million subs, 10 million subs. Gameplay's coming soon, but he never does any games.
Every video is just an update about how like we subscribe milestones.
His only
games.
It's a Let's Play channel, and his only current Let's Play is just him going to fucking pinball
the
warehouse.
Pinball Hall of Fame.
And he knows that he barely even plays half the games. One of them, he just looks at the Shrek pinball machine and starts singing All Star.
Yeah,
and
that's his gameplay. Like, talking about what year they were created in. I think he put a quarter in a machine.
He goes
and
up
that
to everyone. He's like, look at this. It's reggaeton from 1979. A classic. And like, that's it. That's the whole gameplay of that machine. And then he moves
on. Honestly, he's cute. I thought that was cute, though, because he's with his son. And I think it was just supposed to be like a father-son thing that his son wanted to
film.
That's
what he said to the channel was all about.
Exactly. I'm not dumping on like, oh, where's my actual gameplay, Jack Black? It's like, I think it's hilarious that he's just making this non-dumb, goofy, non-existent content and people are yucking it up.
All I'm saying is, if I don't get a fucking Jack Black or a Jablinski Games Fortnite funny moments, I'm unsubscribing next week.
I need to see Jablinski default dances.
I love it. You see his fucking introductory video where he has the entire setup right down to the meme-y PewDiePie style gaming chair, and yet his first fucking technical Let's Play video is he goes to a fucking arcade for old pinball machines.
Yeah. And I know
I think it's great. I love it. I fully support Jablinski games.
I'll definitely be watching the uploads just strictly out of curiosity. Oh, yeah. And with how much, it's crazy how many views he's pulling just doing nothing basically. But he does have a pretty massive, I guess, built-in audience. And
exactly.
His son, I guess, is in charge. I believe his son's in charge of the channel. And I feel like his son is the one that's probably kind of directing him how to act like relatable with the memes and the PewDiePie chair and all that shit. Yeah. He's like, yo, Dad, these are like popular memes right now. I mean, if Jack Black's fully into that thing, into that culture too, then credit to him. But I feel like his son's probably a pretty heavy influence on the way.
And I think that's a good relationship between father and son. It's something to bond
cute.
Over.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. Really, I think it's great. I'm not saying it's bad. I don't expect Jack Black to be like on the edge of like the coolest like Dolan Dark and Grande memes. You know what I mean? But I think it's funny that he's fucking around with his son and like making these videos. I'm just. Oh, God.
All of it just puts into perspective, though, how completely insignificant e-celebrities are. Because Jack Black, an actual celebrity, shows up and makes a fucking channel as a joke with 2 garbage uploads and then immediately has 2 million like subscribers without doing anything or trying in any capacity.
Jesus Christ.
He just leant back on his chair.
He didn't even do that. He freeze framed halfway through him doing that.
He couldn't finish the stunt. He got the stunt double out.
Yeah. Like, the Karl Marx
beard. It just,
beer,
it just puts it all into perspective.
They look so dirty,
you know,
and Kyle.
Try for years
that
and
episode
years
on
years.
Ethan, Kyle is also there. Kyle Gass, and he looks like Father Time at this point. He's withering away. He's just, saying a word. He's not saying anything. This might as well have been the Jack Black episode because Kyle's just sitting there with his arms crossed over his beer belly.
Just
ever
so
expanding.
Stoic the whole time. Mm.
Yeah, you see. He's seeing every possibility of the future, like Doctor Strange.
They're all boring.
I did. I did just, I recently watched part of that episode, and I get, since we were talking about Justin Roiland, you see that part where apparently Jack Black was like Justin Roiland's mentor or something, or like got him his first deal with like a show.
Yeah, he does that too. He just names like drops. So he name drops people who are just significantly more interesting than he is. At some point, he starts rambling about.
Well, in his defense, Jack Black was acting super modest. It was all Ethan that was giving him the credit because Justin reached out to Ethan and was like, "Yo,
Ethan,
I want you to thank
set up
Jack
questions
on air for
like
me.
A good host." Ethan is not a bad podcaster. Towards the end, he goes like, Ethan jokingly almost says something like, you know, with the times we live in, do you think your podcast, you know, it's going to avert the apocalypse or something? Is that why you called it apocalypto? And Jack Black takes that as an intro to go on this 15-minute political rant, which is whatever. You roll your eyes. Used to it at this point. But then he does this really egregious shit where he compares himself to the classics like The Terminator, Wizard of Oz. Like, he takes that turd of a cartoon that I just put in our chat there that is a literal Microsoft Paint slideshow.
Are you sure he's not
No, he's
joking.
Not joking, Andrew. Watch the episode. He's
okay,
an asshole.
Okay, because it sounds
no,
like
he's just
joking.
A cunt. He does that too. He's trying to play it off as a joke, like, haha, you know, sometimes you gotta be narcissistic because our president is narcissistic, har, har, har. But then he won't shut the fuck up about how far out he's there. You know, he's leading this movement that's going to avert World War III with this shit-ass cartoon. Which is this thing that I guess he made his son draw.
Yeah, after
you're not
his
the
Let's
Terminator, Jack Black. You're not fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Jesus.
You know what? Actually, I think he's an awful parent. The more I hear about this, he's taking all his son's credit.
That too.
He's just slapping his
just
name on
just give the kid a YouTube channel. That, yeah. By the way, he...
Imagine it. His son spent 4 years drawing this shit cartoon and was so proud of it. And his dad was like, "Oh, that's garbage." And then he just stole it
son,
and threw his name
amazing.
On it.
This looks amazing. Presented to Adult Swim.
I'm going to take this and call it Tenacious D something or other.
Yeah. Son, I love you. I love that you put me in the cartoon. It means so much to me. But we need to put Kyle Gass
in Kyle,
the cartoon.
Yeah, Kyle too. And let's take this clip that we made in Windows Movie Maker and pitch it to a studio. And the studio just looks at it and go like, this is one frame every minute. This is called a storyboard. It's not a cartoon. We can't put this on Netflix.
I will say, Kai, I'll give you, if he's being an asshole and actually hyping this up as a good thing, this and that, fine. But I do think it's actually kind of funny. You have the story of a comedian who's going, they wouldn't take my cartoon, so I opened MS Paint and made it as quickly as I could. I think that's kind of funny.
I mean, that would be funny, right? He could have played it off like that, but instead it's, oh, you know, I was just too cool for Hollywood. So, you know, we had to go with the cheapest option because I wouldn't compromise on how badass my ideas were, which one of the ideas is, I guess, there is a penis on screen and then it blows up. Ooh.
We gotta get this channel taken down.
That is pretty edgy. that is pretty edgy.
Can't find it on YouTube, scene. Everybody. Already getting censored by the man. He's being held down.
I don't know. Maybe he's just using intentional hubris
well,
as a
sucks,
form
then.
Of comedy. In which case, fuck him.
I like that.
Taking
I just
his
like
fucking Jablinski taking the credit for his son's work, fucking games, bullshit, ass, fucking whore.
I like to think his son started the channel like without his dad in mind. Like he wanted to be independent, and his dad's like,
"Wait a minute, son. What if I was in it? So Jablinski.
What did I tell you about your creative?"
So his son's name is John Black. So he thought Jablinski would be his cool Fortnite handle, and Jack just came in and stole it entirely.
It's my account now.
I've told you before, your dad's the creative one in this family. I'm the Jablinski.
And then his son tries to be like, "But Dad, stop!" And every time Jack Black just goes, "Orangutan, I can't hear my son playing games."
Order me the gamer chair on Amazon. What chair? The gamer chair. You know the one.
Well, yeah, you would know the one, Kaya, if you used honey to help you shop for it on Amazon.
Ooh.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Spicy.
Tell me
because
about it.
Honey. Honey is a free browser extension that automatically helps you save money on all of your favorite websites, including Amazon, because there are millions of sellers on Amazon offering the same products. And you have no way of knowing who's giving you the best price, because that's where Honey comes in, automatically going to work whenever you shop, comparing prices from every seller and carrier of the item. Honey even factors in shipping, sales tax, and Amazon Prime status. God damn. Boys, what was the last thing you bought with Honey?
I actually bought a new Elgato because mine was a piece of shit that didn't really work well.
What kind did you get?
It's a capture card for everyone that doesn't know what an Elgato is. The
HG60S?
Yep, it's the same one Jablinski Games is said to use.
Oh. I see where you're going. Thank God. Just trying to follow his footsteps.
I'm glad you didn't get I'm glad you didn't get the Pro, because then I'd have to install it.
That's the one that's like internal, right? Like a PCI.
Yeah, that's the one that goes in your motherboard. That's the one I use.
Oh yikes! I didn't get that.
Yeah, that'd be a whole day of my life gone. But I bought a controversial pick. I bought some hand soap. I was just shopping on Amazon. It was like, hey, get some soap. And I went, okay.
And Honey was able to get you the best price on that soap, I imagine.
Honey helped me get the best fucking soap I've ever seen.
I'm still confused. How's that controversial?
Because hand soap over the internet.
Yeah. And hand soap now, all the, you know, carcinogens, it's not good.
Yeah. That, plus, yeah, it kills people, apparently.
Right. Well, the kids are drinking it now, and it's just.
Are they? No,
probably.
Hand soap challenge.
Yeah, hand soap challenge.
So the next time you're looking to try the hand soap challenge,
clean out your throat.
Or you're looking for the world's biggest marketplace for the best deals, you can treat yourself to a free upgrade that'll make Amazon better by going to joinhoney.com/official. That's joinhoney.com/official. Honey is the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money.
It's free.
Amen. It is also free. I don't know if I mentioned that enough. Because
you did, but it's free.
That's a big selling point. I don't know why every single viewer doesn't just go to Honey if it's fucking free. Anyway, back to Jack Black's amazing Let's Play channel.
There's only so much we can shit on Jack Black. I was hoping to switch gears here for a moment.
Ooh.
So, Leon, you masturbate?
I do, yep.
Well, it solves that riddle.
Okay, good enough. So back to Jack Black's Let's Play channel.
I feel like the riddle is, who doesn't masturbate? Ooh,
would be surprised.
Really?
Leon, can you believe this? On this flat earth of ours, we would have guests on here. We'd ask them that question. They say they don't masturbate.
All right. They're lying.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
B, if they're not lying, they don't masturbate.
And C, if by some like cosmic dimension they actually aren't lying, they're missing out.
Yeah, if you're not lying, you're just a fucking idiot. I don't know. Like, what are you
not masturbating?
You think you're better than me?
Jack's films is the most notorious one. When he came on, he said he does not masturbate.
Yeah? He said he's married, though.
Yeah, that of course. See, this is the thing. All right. And I'm married, too. So this is weird. I think my wife's not going to listen to this, so whatever.
You masturbate constantly.
No, not necessarily. But here's the thing. Like, there's this weird thing with relationships and masturbation where it's like, you're in a relationship, you have a girlfriend, and you're married. Like, you shouldn't be masturbating. You should be like, blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck off. Are you kidding me? Like, masturbation is like a healthy part of any sort of relationship.
It's self-love, right?
Like, if you needed a girlfriend or a wife for every time you wanted to get off, like, forget it. They wouldn't have time to do anything else.
So let's all plagiarize.
So occasionally you got to just fucking rip one off yourself real quick, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You have to choose the kid or my dick.
That's right. I don't usually phrase it like that, but like, it's, you know, it's pretty.
I look forward to Jackson's divorce settlement.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is, so for like to say, oh, I'm married, like I don't masturbate. I feel like there's maybe a dynamic in that relationship where it's like this unspoken. Oh, if you're masturbating, then that's like, I feel betrayed or something, like, because that should be my job. And it's like, I don't know. I think that's a weird bullshit backwards way of thinking about it. And I think like masturbation is cool. You can talk about it, joke about it. It doesn't mean you're, you know, never going to fucking.
A healthy mix is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It should be a mix. Like, you know, solo masturbation, sometimes some mutual masturbation. Sometimes you even get to have sex if you're married, which is cool too. But, you know, after having a kid, I mean, it's mostly masturbation. So.
I want that quote. After having a kid, it's mostly masturbation. That's a good one.
Nah, man, it's cool. It's healthy, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Do you have any like wild stories from perhaps premarital days or maybe even postmarital days now? Yeah, so it seems like that's most of your time.
Wild stories. Oh, I don't like this could be anything like outside of like sexual encounters.
Yeah,
go for it.
Pretty much anything noteworthy, anything that would be, something we'd be like, wow, gasp at, like a circus freak show.
Oh, man, now I'm like getting exposed because like I want to pretend like I live an exciting life, but no, I don't really. I spend most of my time in my office. Definitely like back when I was younger, I'd say my college years had some pretty good things going on, like a little five-way. It's all going to turn back to sexual. I don't like that's what I five-way.
Whoa, a five-way.
Was that a five-way? I just heard.
Humble brag.
I didn't do anything exciting. Just a fucking five-way.
It was like a two guy, three girl situation. Things got a little crazy. It was like a a homecoming for my old college. Anyways, things like that. Like I wasn't crazy, but occasionally things like that would happen. Oh, also, this is going to top the five. It's not even close. I beat Through Fire and Flames on Expert in Guitar Hero, so that's probably my biggest accomplishment in life. Yeah. And if
what
none
does
of
that
you
have to do with masturbating?
On Expert, yeah.
Oh, thank God! I thought you were a pussy.
No. Okay, you guys are familiar with that fucking song on Guitar Hero or no?
Oh yeah, of course.
Right. Yeah.
I've done the same thing. The intro is a pain in the ass, but then the rest of the song's kind of straightforward.
Yeah, exactly. So if that's any indication of how incredible my life is, that being one of the pinnacles, well, you have a pretty good picture of how exciting my life is when Guitar Hero is one of the top three moments.
Yeah, I mean, we can brush the five-way under the rug, I suppose, the occasional.
Oh, he's a guy who has more extreme things to talk about.
Yeah, I'd go into details with you guys, but out of respect for, my current situation, we'll just leave it at that.
So, Leon, since you're married, I want to plagiarize a question from Ethan, who brought up this topic on his podcast, and it's, would you consider having sex with a sex robot cheating? When you first hear it, you go, if you have sex with a sex robot, you probably don't have anybody to cheat on. But looking aside, beyond that.
Yeah, right. That's just a good point.
Is it a sex robot built after, like, in resemblance to your significant other?
Good question.
Kai, I got a strong addendum on that I need answered. How sophisticated is the AI in the robot?
Right. Is there going to be like some emotional involvement, or is this strictly
how far does the robot go? Like, is it a Blade Runner android, or is it like one of those chainsaws with a dildo on it you see on porn websites? There's a big difference. So
a reciprocating saw with a fucking strap on, fucking tied to the end of it.
I want a John Deere to plow my wife while it has dildo.
I don't know how sophisticated we are. Oh, we're clearly not in Westworld realm yet, but every once in a while I go on Twitter and I see these posts about, a new sex robot is out next year or something. And then you look at it and it's the usual crappy real doll, $7,000 piece of plastic printed somewhere in a Chinese province that has a little bit of animatronics in it to make the eyeballs move. Like, where are these robots that I keep hearing about? I'm not seeing any.
I read an article recently about, I think it was in Canada, but there's a few places that have opened up like brothels of just sex robots. It's like, you know what I mean? So, guys, like, you schedule your appointment, I guess you have to schedule ahead of time online.
That's the saddest fucking
thing. You roll in and it's just like this brothel with, I guess, just different rooms, and you choose, I don't know if you get to browse online or what, but you choose like your robot and then get to spend like, I don't know, however long.
How do you make that sexy? Like, do they go like, she's got 200 horsepower and like what's the... What's the advertisement?
She's had 200 men inside her in the last 24 hours.
Do you pick up the giant fucking industrial engine and put it in a bikini?
If you're gonna go to a brothel,
the torque on this one.
You're a real woman. Why would you pay for plastic, first of all? Maybe
that's the funny. That's the question I have. Well, I guess because real brothels, I imagine, are illegal, right? I mean, maybe there's some place.
It depends, actually. Some. Oh, this is in Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know in America, some states you can operate brothels.
It's yeah, like few, Nevada and some. Shit. Like, I know the Bunny Ranch is obviously
Las
one of the...
Vegas, I think, is one where you can do it. There's a
yeah,
couple.
So that does beg the question, why would you choose robots over humans when you're basically paying for the... It's probably... I think it's probably the same price. Like, I remember hearing the prices and being like, yo, that's expensive to be with a robot for half an hour, but...
I guess just for the novelty of it. If I ran the place, my business model would be send us a photo of a girl you have a crush on. We'll 3D print her face and put it on the robot so you can fuck her.
That's incredibly smart and incredibly creepy, too. Imagine that.
I mean, it's a brothel. I don't care about creepiness at that point. What do I give a shit? Morals are out the window. Might as well.
Think of the profit, though. Once you get over the overhead for buying these robots and like the rent of the place, like you're just printing paper at that point.
Yeah, because people
think it's a really clever idea.
It is a good idea.
Then you just need to, like, your only business expense is like Clorox wipes to wipe down the fucking silicone pussies. After
why
everyone.
Go that far, man? If they're coming to fuck a robot, they're not expecting quality.
That's true. I guess just leave that shit soaking in semen.
Spray with Febreze.
Yeah, to the texture.
I don't know how much 3D printing costs these days, but probably, you know. Dude,
there's probably just a room where they just hang them and just hose them down with like a fire hose.
Oh, God. That's going to be the creepiest fucking horror dungeon I can think of.
Well, the sexiest.
They just take them out back into a pile and hit it with the hose.
They just stuff a fucking hose in its mouth and it just starts shooting water out of all its fucking
orifices. It's like Detroit Become Human. The fucking androids are in a big dump pit, except it's full of semen and cum.
Oh my God. I've never been so fucking turned on in my life.
Ugh. Also, I want to backpedal a bit. I called Las Vegas a state. It's a Nevada there, boys. Not Las Vegas. Nevada.
It's too late, Andrew. They didn't listen that far. They're already insulting you in the comments.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
You fucking idiot.
Bro, that thing you just linked is so fucked up, guy.
Yeah, that's a picture of what looks like a sex robot in an IKEA.
Kaya, can you just read the headline? Because the headline to that article is hilarious to me.
Yeah, I just linked the guys an article, and the headline is, new sex robots have frigid setting, which allows men to simulate rape.
Yikes.
What does it come with a rape whistle or something?
Hey, if that keeps rapists off the street, I say win. That's a win situation. But
I guess
I have a feeling but at the same time, it's really funny. It's like a selling feature. This one lets you rape it.
It could also just be a gateway drug for rapists.
Yeah,
no, it's like, I'm going to start with
like
a robot
training wheel tutorial.
Right. Once the fucking it's like. The mayor, I don't know.
The guy,
like
I know where you get it. Like, the guy goes to the brothel, fucks this piece of plastic, goes like, okay, that's not too difficult. I can do this. And then goes out on the streets and finds a real woman.
Right. Once the newness wears off, oh, I want to. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like a serial killer killing cats for a while, and then eventually they move on to humans.
Once he's certified, he can go out and.
This is why I see these
things. This is like your learner's permit.
Here's what you do. Real genius business idea is for a TV show. I'm sure you guys have heard that they're making now child sex dolls. It's like people in Japan or something.
What?
They're exporting these to America and Canada and to Europe, and people have been getting caught with them. Let them get those, but put like a camera in them and hook them up to Chris Hansen's studio. And every time somebody buys one of these dolls, Chris Hansen just kicks down the door with his film crew, tells the guy to take a seat on his own couch and conducts an interview. And then he gets tased and arrested.
Here's the thing, though, but could you actually arrest someone for fucking a robot?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal.
As fucked up as that is, like, there's nothing you could, there's no legal precedent
for that. I know it's not necessarily legal to infiltrate someone's house, Leon, and tase them for owning a doll, but...
Well, I just mean, even if it wasn't that extreme, like... it's weird, I think, that, like, what can you do about someone that wants to...
Put them on a list.
The sad reality is, at the end of the day, you can't stop people from having fantasies. Yeah. That's just how it is. There's always going to be some underground market for this kind of shit, no matter what.
I guess there is I mean, you have to keep in mind that the law is always a couple of decades behind innovation. So when you bring out stuff like this
these days,
the law isn't going to be able to keep up. And that's the discussion right now, it seems.
Right.
Somebody's
I like to imagine that.
Hmm?
I was just going to say, I like to imagine that maybe back with like the founding fathers and the Constitution, like one of them spoke up, we're going to have underage sex dolls floating around someday, boys. We should nip this in the bud.
Everyone's signing the Constitution and James Madison is throwing a hissy fit that sex robots aren't on it.
Yeah. What are we going to do about this, guys?
It was originally the Fourth Amendment, but they axed it at the last second.
Nobody wants to believe him. Like, that's never going to happen, dude. Come on.
Right.
Technology is never going to get that far.
That's dramatic.
Guys, we have time for one more law. Do we bear arms or give rights to sex robots?
Yeah. Who do we give rights to? The slaves or the sex robots? And there we go.
We've got to think about this one carefully.
Neither.
Yeah, let's call it an early lunch.
We'll amend it later. But this article says child sex dolls and robots exploring the legal challenges, and another article from an ECN. I don't know what this website is. It says child sex dolls. Why aren't they illegal? So I guess they aren't yet.
Right.
This is from
because there's never been a time where that would make sense to make
up.
That law.
Yeah, I feel like Congress, sex dolls are like so... somebody hitting the gavel, like, all right, gentlemen, time to discuss child sex dolls.
That's just going to be so weird. Yeah. Yay or nay by a show of hands.
Half the time they don't even know what the fuck Facebook is. There's going to be one guy talking about child
sex. It's fucking Congress. Half of them own this shit probably. They're not going to illegalize it.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's a good point.
For sure.
I do think your idea, though, of making it like a trap is a good idea. Maybe not to like tase them and hit them with a sledgehammer.
Just
though,
a shame.
Probably would.
Just to blast them
embarrassment.
Out.
Embarrassment. Yeah. Could be like a YouTube series for Chris Hansen and Jablinski Predator Files or something.
Chris Hansen and Jablinski team up to take down child sex doll predators.
Yeah, they make his son edit it.
His son's the bait.
They just play the fucking crab rave meme the whole time in the background.
His child is the bait. Every doll is modeled after the kid.
Oh, God. We have a lot of sick people
still
in this world.
Still doesn't get credit.
A lot of sick fucks.
Yeah. Like J.K. Rowling with her shit fantasy that
thank you for reminding me about that. I wanted to talk about that.
Was that her that tweeted that? Wasn't it? It wasn't on her account, was it? It was on like the Hogwarts account
she
or something.
Retweeted it.
Yeah.
Is that like the official?
J.K. Rowling is known for going like a fan has an idea and she goes, "Oh yeah, that's canon now. I like that. Yeah, that's actually what happens."
Interesting.
So I the fact that she retweeted
so
it, I think
is
her giving her
endorsement.
So, here's the tweet. Yeah, let me read it out first. So yesterday or the day before was National Trivia Day or something. So Pottermore, which is like the organization behind Harry Potter or something, it's got like it's a library of Harry Potter knowledge, and it's endorsed by J.K. Rowling, and they tweeted out saying, "Hogwarts didn't always have bathrooms. Before adopting muggle plumbing methods in the 18th century, witches and wizards simply relieved themselves wherever they stood and vanished the evidence." Mm. So she basically just canonized wizards shitting themselves.
Yeah.
And then hitting it with an expectoramus after.
So she
and then
she
the people...
No, yeah, she, it's a company. Well, she does. She owns it. It's a company underneath.
J.K. Rowling is fucking senile anyway. Yeah. We don't need to make it worse than it is.
And then people are bringing up all these fucking questions. Actual fans of Harry Potter, they're like, "Well, why don't they just have a spell then that like removes it from their body before they even have to relieve themselves?"
Oh yeah, I'm sure Reddit went nuts on this one.
Yeah,
like,
why not just do a poopus removus and then you don't even have to take a shit anymore? Like, what's the point? It's like saying this fact has opened up the floodgates. There's all sorts of stupid fucking theories of Harry Potter characters shitting themselves.
Imagine spending a day just arguing about like poop removal theories in a fucking made up
world. Yeah, it's like, why do we need to fucking discuss this in a children's action fantasy? What's the point?
I just can't even imagine.
Also, why?
I just hope they somehow implement it into like the Universal Studios theme park where there's just like wizards shitting themselves and like throwing it at people.
There's gonna be a new experience where they give you a booth at Harry Potter World and instead of a bathroom, you go in there and wave a wand and some assistant pulls the shit out of your ass.
Well, by the sound of it, you would shit on the floor and the assistant would swoop it up or something wearing a...
He puts a little cloth over it and goes, it's gone! Yeah. Magic! Wow! And
thanks you. Constrictor Patronum.
If they had that technology or the magic, why would they then adopt the Muggle way?
That too. Well,
the thing is, so Pottermore is not... J.K. Rowling's thing. It is not official, but it is endorsed by J.K. Rowling. Like the trivia they post on there, she.
Are you positive? I'm looking at their website right now. They've got the Wizarding World logo, which is the company that J.K. Rowling runs.
It's endorsed by her, so I'm guessing they licensed it to Pottermore.
That's not the same thing as her personally giving this order that this is now canon or something.
But.
She retweeted it, though, didn't she?
What she does do, though, is with that, she retweeted it, which is pretty much saying, yes, this is what I always had in mind.
Right.
She must have had her, like, ninth glass of wine with her cat's meowing.
I've had a couple Chardonnays. Relax.
She is so fucking bad with her own lore. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So, naturally, in response to that, some fans pointed about the Chamber of Secrets. I don't know how familiar you are with the Wizarding World, Leon. But
I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I don't know a lot of the lore, but I certainly enjoyed the series.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. But the Chamber of Secrets, as you know, was under the bathroom. And that thing had existed for like fucking 10,000 years in that world. So how the fuck would that have existed without that bathroom being there? And Hogwarts itself is like 10,000 years old.
Point. Did you see their response to that? They actually mentioned that.
Saying what?
Really?
They actually, yeah... On that tweet, here, let me get it up.
Getting deep right now.
Here's the latest tweet. What about the Chamber of Secrets, you ask? The new plumbing almost revealed the chamber's entrance. Find out more here, and then it links to an article that they've written.
No, it's a retconning.
I'll skip.
Well, what about the ghost?
I can just imagine this, like a couple guys, like at Pottermore, like the staff being like seeing that tweet and be like, fuck, we got to come up with a response to this quick. The Chamber of Secrets, that's going to put a hole in this whole fucking theory. Somebody write an article.
They have like a team of 50 people with like PhDs and shit.
Yeah.
It's just Potterology.
Constructing Potter fan theory on the fly.
Should we call the chosen one and ask her? And they call up JK. She's long passed out on the couch. Yeah. She doesn't know.
Slurring.
Yeah. She's got Ambien dust on her nose.
Miss Rowling, we came up with the idea that the wizards vanished their poop. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they did. I had that idea all along.
They were Asian.
I wrote the first Harry Potter on a napkin, right? Yeah. I remember those days. I was at a bar
with my friend Liam, and he said, I bet you don't know what a wizard is. And I said, oh boy, let me tell you. I know exactly what one is.
And then they hang
and
up on her.
Falls
first
over.
One that written.
Perfect. I think of Pottermore as like the Mare and the Powerpuff Girls. When they run into a roadblock with this bullshit, they just ring up J.K. Rowling for useless advice. She's like, oh, they were... Okay, the Chamber of Secrets. You're right, that's going to be tough. How about this? They were blindfolded when they made the plumbing.
That's
how that girl died. The Wailing Willow ghost or whatever her name is died in a plumbing accident, right?
Moaning Myrtle.
Moaning Willow?
Moaning Myrtle. Yeah.
Wow, Kaya just on the fly came up with a better name. I like Wailing Willow way more than Moaning Myrtle.
Well, that was also a thing in the show as well.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, the Whomping Willow.
It sounds like something out of Charlie the Chocolate
Factory. I'm not up to date on my Harry Potter lore. Do they still shit and then disappear it, or do they have bathrooms now?
Yeah, it's up to J.K. Rowling, whatever she's feeling on that particular intoxication binge.
Wait, do they not?
I guarantee you in like 3 days. Go ahead.
The article they wrote to explain this crap mention whether or not they still teach the poop vanishing spell? Because I remember there were a lot of scenes where Hermione is going to the bathroom and she's like scared or something of the sounds. Like she could have just vanished it by shitting on a wall or something.
Yeah.
spraying fucking diarrhea on a wall and then removing it was the optimum.
She was scared in the toilets because she had constipation or anything.
That would have been cooler if they just used, like, they had her shit on the wall and then made, like, hieroglyphics out of it that then Harry used later on to figure out some fucking key to an entrance or something.
Sorcerer's shit.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Ron. She didn't vanish. This must be a clue.
This smells like mead and hardtack. Is this? It is. This is Hermione's shit.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. She always loved that butterbeer.
He takes a little off the wall.
Yeah, and they taste it.
Wipes it under his eyes like eye black.
Yep, this is definitely her moist
Harry
shit.
Potter scat fetishes.
She was here recently.
Harry Potter scat.
That's what J.K. Rowling wants.
Scat
wants
fan this. Theory.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's what she's leading into. Knowing J.K. Rowling, though, in 3 days, she's going to tweet out, wizards actually never pooped. I'm sorry, I lied. They're magic. They don't have bowels.
Yeah, guys, first time sober in a week. I'm just realizing how fucking retarded that was. Wizards don't actually poop.
Wizards
at
are
all.
Magical beings. They have evolved beyond the need to poop. My sponsor says I need to clear this up.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Bourbon with Ambien, bad mix. Don't recommend it.
Yeah. I'm in rehab now with Ben Affleck. He loves me. I love him. And Putin, that was a, you know, I was just, it was a demon in me. He was drunk.
What the fuck is poppin', Wizarding World fans? I'm on a saline drip in a hospital. That was really dumb. I'm sorry.
Holy shit, I was out of control.
Now that I'm actually sober, I just have to come out and say this. Even I don't know what the fuck is going on in Fantastic Beasts. Yeah. I just kind of had a fever dream. I think I was sick.
All right, well, we can start to wrap up now, Leon. So go ahead, man. Plug your shit. Really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, dude, it's fun just shooting the shit, man. I love it. Love coming on these podcasts and love coming on yours especially. But you can find me at Leon Lush on YouTube. Love a subscription. Obviously, pretty much the same app for everything, Twitter, Instagram. And my goal is pretty much just to – I never really know what my next video is going to be, but my only goal with making videos is for them to be entertaining, and hopefully I can pull that off sometimes. So that's basically it. Check me out on YouTube.
Awesome, man.
Subscription. Thanks again, man. It's been a blast talking about wizard shit.
Fuck yeah, man. Really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
Take us home, Jackson.
Happy to do it, Jones.
Oh, God. Shit, you've taken me by surprise. I was busy researching fecal wizard material.
The man's in the middle of research, for Christ's sake. Give him a break.
I've got like six tabs open. I've got diagrams of God knows what. All right. Thank you, everyone, for watching this week's episode of the Official Podcast. If you want to help us out, you can head on over to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. There's a whole bunch of bonus content over there, like hours upon hours of bonus content. So if you enjoyed what you heard here, go maybe give it a check. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.